If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Maybe you should give your Christmas gifts in a grocery bag this year. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because I just learned that either spending a ton of time wrapping your gift perfectly. We all know those people, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
Who give a gift and you're just like, how much time did you actually put into wrapping this? Or spending a ton of money on someone professionally wrapping it for you. I've seen people do this before. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make your gift any better. In fact, it could probably make it worse. And and at first this didn't make sense to me. And then I actually got it. So they said when you give a perfectly wrapped gift, people have higher expectations about the gift itself. So they're more likely to be disappointed by what's inside. If it's poorly wrapped, they're going to be pleasantly surprised by the gift. And again, I was like, that seems weird to me. And then I thought about the times I've been given a perfectly wrapped gift and I'm like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And there may be a little bit of disappointment when you open it up.
This has been my life. I haven't figured out how to wrap it. I haven't figured out how to wrap a gift for forever. I don't know how to do it. I have no patience for it.
You don't know how to do it?
I don't know how to wrap a gift well. No.
Okay.
I can't. I just don't have the instinct.
I don't have the instinct. I don't have the time. I don't have the patience. And I just usually, the top of my gift, the gift, the part that you see, it looks well. It looks good. But then if you see the bottom, it's just a mess.
You don't do the folding right. You don't do the taping right.
No, none of it. I can't figure out how much wrapping paper is too much, not enough. So I just, it's just.
Rocket science here.
When you think about it, you never remember the wrapping job. You always remember the gift. I mean, when was the last time take the time to appreciate the wrapping?
If you ask, and I think, I don't want to say it's only women, but I think most women can appreciate like a well-wrapped gift.
Yeah. The symmetry and all that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm like making my way to using newspapers now. I find newspapers are kind of creative. I mean, because what does it matter? As soon as you give someone a gift, it's like a race to get to the gift. I mean, the wrapping paper is just in the way.
Well, judging by this, that might not be a bad strategy.
Yeah, there you
go. Because
they're
saying they're looking at your gift and they're like, oh, this looks horrible. And then they're like, oh, the gift actually isn't too bad on the inside.
You set the bar low and then you surprise them with a good gift.
I went out yesterday and started buying supplies for wrapping gifts. Like, I do. I like buying, I like when I like the paper. I don't want to just use, my mom will sometimes buy ugly paper and I don't like that. And I buy like the curling ribbon.
Yeah.
I like to buy the curling ribbon.
Bows?
Yeah. And the tags that go on. No, the bow, I'm not into a bow anymore.
You're not a bow girl?
The bow days are gone.
It's not so trendy anymore.
But the point is, if you are stressed about wrapping and you want it to look really good, just do like these guys do, like Sam and Andy do, and don't put a lot of effort into it. People will appreciate your gift more.
Comes from the heart.
Very welcome for that Christmas tip.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, if you take a minute to think about it, you probably have at least one holiday incident that your family will never forget. Wait until you hear what it is for this one family. I think we have many of these incidences in my family. One that comes up was just like last year. It was literally my entire Christmas could have been a sitcom episode about a turkey because my mom's fiance brought home this frozen turkey and there was all this conversation about where we would put it because there was no room in the fridge. Uh-huh. And then my mom said she was going to leave it out on the porch, like on the deck. And I didn't think that was great. My mom's food safety is very questionable. And then when it actually came time to cook the turkey, it was still frozen. And nobody knew if we could cook a frozen. We had turkey a day late, basically 24 hours late last year.
That's awesome.
It's a big turkey thing. But do you have something like that your family will always remember?
Yeah, we had one year where when I was growing up, we had a husky as a dog. And so we were eating dinner and the Christmas tree was in another room. And all of a sudden, we heard this noise from where our Christmas tree was. We go in, our dog had attacked the Christmas tree. Because we had some ornaments that were birds. We had a couple cardinals and a couple doves on the tree. And she thought they were real birds. So she jumped at the tree and tried to eat them.
Took the whole thing down.
I was proud of her though. She was exercising her instincts.
Tinsel everywhere. I mean, I'm Jewish. So really the worst thing that can happen for us on Christmas is when the Chinese restaurant gets your order wrong. Really? I mean, there's like no real.
The worst. Yeah, absolute worst.
The one time a year.
Talking about it for years afterwards, I'm sure. Yeah. Listen to what happened to this family in Georgia, though. Okay. They're going to be talking about this for the rest of their lives. So they got their Christmas tree 2 days after the American Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then this week, their 10-year-old comes into the dining room and says, Mom, that ornament really scared me. And she just burst into tears.
Okay.
And the mom wasn't really sure what was going on. She was worried, obviously, so she went into the living room. And the mom, Katie, is a big fan of owls. So there are many owl ornaments, like, all over her tree. Probably, like, 12, at least, she said.
Okay.
But when she went to take a closer look at what what her daughter was crying about on the Christmas tree. Yeah, one of the owls moved its head because it was a real owl.
No.
Yes, on their Christmas tree inside their house.
Sure, wasn't like an electronic one that just like rotates the head a little bit?
100% sure. It was a real living owl, a bird inside their house. No wonder their daughter cried. They're not sure exactly how it got in there. They're, you know, it was on there for a very long time. If it came in at the time that the Christmas tree came in, they questioned maybe if it came in, if it flew in at another time, then it just sort of perched itself on its tree.
Yeah, maybe.
On the tree. Anyway, the family left their windows and doors open that night, hoping that the owl would fly out, which was really nice. I would call the police. Come and arrest this owl right now. Anyway, someone from a nature center said to leave some raw chicken because it probably hadn't eaten in a while.
Sure.
It was very thin and very weak.
Yeah.
So it wasn't flying out. So they tried the chicken thing. It didn't work. So then they told the family to leave the bird in a crate in a dark room and then release it after dark. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
And the owl flew away. I wouldn't have been able to touch this owl.
Oh, it's freaky.
Throw the tree out, I mean, at that point.
Throw the tree out.
You can't do that.
Throw out the Christmas tree.
We forget how some small owls are. We often associate owls with like these big majestic creatures, but a lot of them, and a buddy of mine saw one in St. Laurent the other day hiding in the cedars. I mean, they are no more than 3 inches
baby
high. Yeah, they're so little tiny.
So cute when it's not in my house.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm a little scared of birds anyway, so I can't imagine. I don't know what I would have done. Probably the Christmas tree would have went flying.
It's like a scene out of a horror movie. You're looking at all the ornaments and they're all looking at you, but then all of a sudden one of them starts to turn its head. I mean, like that's
it will haunt your dreams. 10-year-old little girl. Like,
done,
imagine she's sitting there. Yeah.
That's therapy.
Nightmares
right
forever.
There.
No longer Christmas.
Exactly. This text, we're getting so many texts at 92925 about people's family drama. This one says, Christmas memories, the year my parents argued and the tree went flying across the living room. Good times.
Yes.
Sounds like a beautiful one.
Yeah, everyone's got a story. This text from Kara says, one year I was making the turkey dinner for the family, and when it was time to make the gravy, someone reached over me to grab a crystal pitcher and dropped it and shattered glass all over what was being cooked, including the gravy.
Ugh.
We had nothing to eat for Christmas dinner, so we just got Chinese food.
Oh my gosh, all that work for nothing.
All that work for Chinese food.
You're right.
Hopefully you can laugh about it instead of crying.
Yeah. Sounds like she can.
Eric, your uncle did something on Christmas. It was during your Christmas dinner too, right?
While he's sitting watching an entertainment show, and there's a guy with a little bistro table, and, you know, when they do those shows where they pull the tablecloth from under the wine glasses and all that, it's a slick table, it's small, the tablecloth is silk and all that.
Everybody's Christmas dinner isn't on top of the table. Yeah, there are many differences.
Well, the table is about 10 feet long, and he's at the end of the table, grabs hold of the tablecloth.
Oh, boy.
Hey, watch this.
Oh,
and
no.
He yanks it, falls backwards on the chair that he forgot to pull from behind him.
Oh, no.
Pulls the tablecloth with him. Everything on the table comes tumbling down.
Your whole Christmas dinner.
Everything. But on the table was the first part. Luckily, there was ham. There was all kinds of meat pies. And so we had everything but turkey, because when the turkey hit the ground, they had a 109-pound German Shepherd. Huge thing. He jumped on that turkey like a pack of wolves and a three-legged cat.
He didn't want to share?
Who's going to argue with the dog? The dog was gone with the
That turkey is his now.
That was a turkey-less Christmas, but it was hilarious. My aunt didn't find it hilarious.
No.
I bet.
But anyhow, that was it. So it was just a funny story.
Eric, did your uncle say abracadabra before he pulled the tablecloth away?
No. Actually, I'm French. So to give it to you in French, he goes, hey, check me, sir.
Which means, hey, look at this.
Famous last words.
We heard the dog pick up the turkey, and that was...
Oh, my God. I would have divorced him. Wow.
My aunt wasn't happy. Didn't talk to him the next day. Christmas, and you know, being French, we used to do the Christmas, like the opening gifts at night, that Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
She did not say a single word.
No wonder.
She bought her a nice winter jacket, something you paid like $1,000. She just wouldn't open the gift. But anyhow, everything turned out well.
Yeah.
That was my Christmas that year.
That was your Christmas that year, and nobody will ever forget it. Eric, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Not a problem. You guys have an awesome Christmas season, and Your show is great.
Thank you.
Being there every morning.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening. And thank you for the stories at 92925 as well. Back to the owl really quickly, the owl in the Christmas tree. Kate said, I'm petrified of birds and anything with wings. I would have died if my tree moved. Just hearing the story is causing me anxiety.
Sorry, Kate.
People were making fun of me on the text line when I said I would throw the whole tree right outside the door, but I stand by that.
Kate would too, apparently.
Well, PSA, check your trees, folks.
Yeah. Right.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
All right. Hopefully you know the deal. This is our favorite part of Fridays, I think. We always have a complete stranger walk into the studio at this time on Fridays, and they come with an amazing story to share.
Yep.
The thing is, they're either lying or they're telling the truth, and we have to decide along with your help on the text line at 92925.
And we're not getting any better with our strategies, if I'm being honest.
I think I've improved.
You've improved a little bit,
I've improved.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I've gotten worse.
I'm about the same.
All right.
All right, so let's do this thing. We have somebody making their way in the studio, so if you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
I'm Michelle, and I'm the voice of the Metro.
You're the voice of the Metro.
Yeah.
I've heard you.
Maybe you have.
Lucky.
Did you just record this once, like, years ago, and that's it?
Yes, many years ago. I think it's 16 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you do this full time? Are you a professional voiceover?
I am a professional voiceover.
That's what you do for work. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you must have got paid really well for that gig.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
Enough.
Right. Do you have a favorite stop that you like to to announce? A favorite stop on the Metro line?
Bonaventure.
I like that.
That's where you stopped today to come in here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fact, yes.
Is that your favorite line too? The orange line, favorite line?
Yes, I think so.
How long did
I like the green one too?
Yeah. Okay.
How long did all the recordings take? Because you don't just do the stops. You also have service announcements and emergencies. So how long did the entire recording take for everything they needed to get out of you? How long did that take?
The first day was the longer day.
Okay.
Because I have to do all the station and also the numbers. You know,
yeah.
1 minute and da 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 da,
right.
2 minutes and da da da, and I have to speak to do all the sentences every time. So it takes all day long.
Wow, okay.
From morning to the afternoon also.
Do you find it strange when you're on the Metro and you hear your own voice, or are you? Oh, people ask that a lot working in radio. If we find it strange when we hear our voices on a commercial, so are you used to it, or you still find it a little weird when you're on the Metro and you're the one talking?
A little bit weird. Yeah. My husband. Yeah. It's a little bit weird when you take the Metro, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I can't get away from her.
Do people ever recognize your voice randomly? Like, will people come up to you and say, your voice sounds familiar. Where do I know your voice from?
Yeah, does that somebody, happen frequently? Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
How did they find you? Did an agent get you this job? Were they looking on the website? How did you come across this?
I have an agent, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
They ever ask you to redo it, to redo the Metro thing, or it was a one-time gig and that's
when
it?
There is some others,
an extension?
Stations.
Right.
Are indications for to inside, for the, the people who works inside.
Yeah. Do you get free Metro rides for life, or do you have to pay?
No, I have to pay.
You have to pay?
Yeah.
You've done them such a service.
Yeah, but
she got paid for that.
They paid me for the service. So.
All right, this is cool. I don't know. Like, I never, things you never really think of, like when I'm in the Metro, whose voice is that?
I think about that all the time.
Is she lying or is she telling the truth? I got to be honest, I'm struggling with this one.
Yeah.
A lot of texts coming in at 92925. This one says false. It's a fake accent. Not true. She's trying too hard with the franglais.
Oh, the franglais.
Someone else said that her accent sounds Spanish, actually. So for that reason, she thinks that she's lying.
Oh.
This text says she's on the naughty list. She's hardcore lying. Hardcore.
And some people are saying, like, I take the Metro and it doesn't sound like that. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm struggling, though. I am struggling with this one. Okay, Michelle, can you just voice the Bonaventure station again so we can sort of have an idea?
La Place Bonaventure.
I don't think that's how she says it on there.
That inflection sounded right to me.
Unless they auto-tuned it, I don't know.
Okay, so let's take our guesses. I think I'm going to take my guess first this week. I am going to say, I never do it first, but then I don't want to be influenced by anybody else's answer. That's why. Michelle, I'm going to say that you are lying. I'm going to say you're lying to me this morning. Everything is perfect. I think you could be some sort of actress or something. You're really good at it. Like, I could see how you could get a job like this, but it's just too good to be true that you recorded for the Metro and that it's still you that we're hearing every day. I don't know where they would have found you. I'm gonna go with my gut and say that you're lying.
Okay. I'm going to go with the truth. I think you're telling us the truth. I'm trying to place myself on the Metro waiting for my stop, and I hear that voice, and I'm trying to place that as your voice. I can't do it, but why would you lie about something like that? I don't think you would come down all the way.
Because that's the game.
Well, I know. But
I'm just guessing.
But for the purpose of today's game, I don't think you would take this time to lie about something like this. Oh. I think you're telling the truth.
Oh, yes.
I want to believe you because a thousand times I've imagined who that voice, who the face behind that voice would be. And I think you sort of fit the bill of what I thought I would expect to see. However, there were a lot of inconsistencies in your story. For example, when we asked you how long it took to record, you said, well, the first day was very long. And then by the end of it, you said it was basically just one day. So I was a little confused as to how long the recording took. And the voice wasn't quite, I mean, granted voices change over time.
Yeah, 16 years.
I don't know if 16 years is enough to change like a whole half octave, but something just rubs me the wrong way. I'm going to say that you're lying.
All right. The time has come. Michelle, are you actually the voice of the Metro?
Well, I think I am.
You are?
Yes.
Wow. That is you?
I knew it.
Oh.
I changed my voice a little bit.
You did.
That's what I noticed. I noticed that. Yeah.
I took a little voice like that.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That is. Now I want your autograph. Now you're famous.
I'm an actress, and I do a lot of imitations with a lot of politicians and actors.
I was right about you being an actress.
Yes.
Oh, see, I should have won. See, I should have won. Oh my God, that was amazing. Cool. It is such an honor to meet the voice of the Metro Montreal. Amazing. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Oh, thank you very much. Next station.
Next station is?
Prochaine station, 92.5. 92.5.
Whoa. That's the voice we recognize.
Yeah.
This is the best text ever from Annie at 92925. She said, why would she lie though this close to Christmas?
How could she do that to
me?
It sounds like little Cindy Lou Who, who's like, Mr. Grinch, how could you?
So disappointed.
Oh, thank you so much once again for playing along with us for To Tell the Truth.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.